Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States is promising to hold China account for what officials describe as a dangerous and reckless use of lasers near a U.S. military base in Africa. U.S. Pentagon spokeswoman Dana White.
This activity poses a true threat to our airmen. We have formally demarched the Chinese government, and we've requested that the Chinese investigate.
In a brief statement released late Friday, China's defense ministry said the accusations were false. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Friday that his delegation had been having very good conversations with China. VOA's Jeff Custer reports the 2 days of talks have now come to a close.
The Associated Press reports the Trump administration wants China to reduce the trade deficit with the U.S. by $200 billion by the end of 2020. China's Commerce Ministry did not mention the U.S. demands in a comment about the talks Friday. China's Commerce Ministry says U.S. officials have agreed to raise with President Donald Trump China's objections to sanctions he leveled against Chinese telecom gear maker ZTE. China objected strongly when the U.S. last month banned American companies from selling technology to ZTE for 7 years, calling that unfair. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Burundi has announced a 6-month ban on broadcasts by Voice of America and the BBC 2 weeks before the country votes on proposed amendments to the constitution, including changes in presidential term limits. The ban was announced Friday by Burundi's National Communications Council, which accused VOA and the BBC of breaching laws regulating the media and engaging in unethical comment. The statement said the ban would begin on Monday. This is VOA News. The United States is warning China that there will be consequences for militarizing the South China Sea. Reuters News Agency's Eve Johnson has that story.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said America was ready to take action.
We're well aware of China's militarization of the South China Sea. We've raised concerns directly with the Chinese about this.
China has been building up its military presence in the South China Sea for years, in spite of protests from other Asian countries who also have claims in the region. Beijing says it has, quote, irrefutable sovereignty over the Spratly Islands, and its actions are purely in the interest of national security. But one U.S. expert called the missile deployment a major escalation and said Beijing wasn't likely to stop there.
That was Eve Johnson reporting from the Reuters News Agency. 6 sources have told Reuters News that European powers still want to hand Donald Trump next week a plan to save the Iran nuclear deal, but they have also started to work on protecting EU-Iranian business ties if the U.S. president makes good on a threat to withdraw. On Thursday, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif released a YouTube video speaking directly to efforts by European powers to work with the Trump administration to solidify a new deal.
This appeasement entails promises of a new deal that would include matters we all decided to exclude at the outset of our negotiations, including Iran's defensive capabilities and regional influence.
U.S. President Donald Trump has called the 2015 accord a disaster, and U.S. officials say he has all but decided to withdraw by May 12. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports President Trump rattled gun rights groups after the Parkland, Florida high school shooting by suggesting that the age to buy a gun should be raised to 21. Mr. Trump will address some 70,000 National Rifle Association members today.
A lawyer for the group Gun Owners of America says they're disappointed the president, who ran as the best friend of the Second Amendment, has become the gun grabber-in-chief. They're upset the president approved a spending bill that included background check updates. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence says it's not sure which Trump will show up, the one who sympathizes with the Parkland parents or the one who had burgers with the NRA's Wayne LaPierre. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Friday offered an apology after he was criticized for anti-Semitism for a speech in which he suggested that historic persecution of European Jews had been caused by their conduct, not by their religion. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.